I want to start off by saying that I know I have an accent, and please don't assume it's Russian. More and more people are complaining about the Go transcript test, about our rules, about the low acceptancy rates, and to be honest, I've pretty much had it with all this whining. First of all, the tests we've had so far were easy. All you had to do is listen carefully, read our guidelines, and do some research. These things are in the job description. Our clients don't always have good quality files, some may have background noise, some might be in a difficult accent, some might contain terms you've never heard of, but we have to provide 98-99% accuracy for all of our clients. We've tried to make sure that our communication with employees and employers is a good one. We're available on Facebook, Skype, live support, email, phone. We answer all kinds of questions, regardless of how redundant they are, or in some cases, even rude. We have at least 4 ways of explaining how everything works. We tweaked the way we communicate information over and over again, in the hope that it'd be clear for everyone. And yet, it's not. We're not one of those cold-hearted companies that doesn't give a fuck about its employees. We work with people on a personal level, which is why it's so frustrating for us to see duplicated tests or account selling happening on GT. These things are so disrespectful, I can't even begin to say, you know what? It's wrong on so many levels. I'm not overdramatic and I'm not overreacting. These things happen and we can't allow these kinds of behaviors within our company. You know what? Let me tell you a little story. Only 3 years ago, this company got like 3 or 4 orders per week, small ones. We were a handful of transcribers and we didn't have editors. And look where we are now. For someone who comes to us for the first time, they think like, this site always looked like this. This always had this many orders. They always had these rules, this system in place, all of our services, and nobody had to really work hard to get where they are now. Well, that's bullshit. We worked our asses off. All you see here today has been done by a programmer and 2 jacks of all trades. We worked day in and day out. We didn't have time off for months. We added something new every day. We did research. We advertised. We risked all of our savings for the company, and it paid out. Now we got from 20 or less transcribers to 2,000. We have over 500 editors. We hire all the time. We don't turn anyone down when they're asking for a chance. But what they do with that chance is up to them.